This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. A group of scientists is warning that West Coast waters are quickly growing more acidic. They issued a report this week urging coastline states to adopt a plan to deal with the ocean's rapidly changing chemistry. Seawater grows acidic when carbon dioxide seeps in from the atmosphere. The change can disorient fish, dissolve shells, and alter ecosystems. Reporter Brendan Bain spoke with one of the report's authors.
Dr. Francis Chan is an ocean biologist from Oregon State University and one of 20 scientists on a panel charged with preparing the West Coast for the increasing threat of ocean acidification. The panel began in California 3 years ago, but quickly grew to include Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. I reached Chan at his home in Oregon.
The interesting thing is that ocean acidification is such a new challenge. It literally was something that we discovered in the scientific community within the past decade. You know, this really is a rapidly emerging issue. And because it's so new, almost none of the policies that we have in place to protect and manage the ocean, well, they're all blind to this problem. But what we're hopeful for is that, you know, with the release of our report, going forward, that doesn't have to be the case, that the next generation of ocean policies will actually be very, very aware and very informed by the challenges ahead.
And ocean acidification isn't the only challenge. The report points to a second problem called hypoxia, where seawater is starved of oxygen.
Now, that's a natural condition, but what we are concerned about is that there seems to be a trend towards lower and lower oxygen level in the world's ocean. And the hypothesis is that this is a product of changing climate. So the problem for a place like the U.S. West Coast is that the water that is lowest oxygen also tends to be the most acidified. So the organisms and people on the coast, we're looking at a double whammy.
Can the problems be reversed?
At the very big scale, at the scale of the Pacific Ocean or the global ocean, we can reverse it, and unfortunately not, probably not in my lifetime. But what we're looking at, and it is these are the very important next steps. We can try things like replanting seagrass beds, which naturally draw down carbon dioxide, to really buy us time, to give us a little more breathing room before ocean chemistry changes start to really intensify further.
Another recommendation in the report entails genetically modifying marine creatures so they can cope with their changing environment. What would that look like?
I'll walk that phrase back a little. When we talk about genetic modification, it can be something as old-fashioned as breeding, where you see something that did a little better and that's the one that you pick to be in the gene pool. And farmers have been doing that for, you know, of course, you know, tens and tens of thousands of years. People that farm marine life, they also do that. So that's one form of very old-fashioned genetic modification. The other is when you actually go in and manipulate the genetics of organisms, and that poses a lot of much bigger societal, ethical questions. And that's something that I think needs to be addressed, not within the scientific context, but really with all the stakeholders that are involved.
The panel made 14 recommendations for coastal managers. Which recommendation will bring the biggest bang for our buck?
There's really not a silver bullet out there to address this big problem. But the way to think about it is that let's take a series of actions. Any one of them might not solve a problem, but that they will start to tackle parts of the problem. And we add up all those pieces, that is going to get us to a much more prepared position than we will be if we were to just do nothing and wait and see.
In a worst case scenario where the report's recommendations are largely ignored, what would happen?
The worst case scenario is that we get to see if science is right. We will do nothing, and we get to see if, in fact, we are going to see bigger and more severe changes to the ecosystem with bigger and more severe impacts to coastal communities that depend on the health of our ocean.
Ocean biologist Dr. Francis Chan is co-chair of the West Coast Ocean Acidification and Hypoxia Science Panel. You can find a link to the report on our website, kazu.org. For KAZU News, I'm Brendan Bain.